Yeah, Vaughn was behind it. Got all the guys to do their poses and then went through and recorded to the locker room.
How long did it take to get you guys set up?
We did about, it was about five takes. You know, one guy, one time Shane moved, one time the equipment guy comes through. You know, and one time a guy comes in like, what are you guys doing? So it was like, are you kidding me?
Does that kind of show you guys can still have fun, you know, through the midst of a little bit of struggles?
I think, yeah, we did struggle a little bit, you know, last game. But when you're on your spare time, you got to think about, you know, team, you know, building that camaraderie, keeping, you know, great spirits. And that's something that we did as a team. And that just shows that on your spare time, you have a good time. But when it's work time, you get in there and do what you need to do.
How do you pick things up without Wolf out there?
I always tell them that it's not just one guy, you know, playing out there on the field. It's 11 guys, so 11 guys have to pick up the pieces, and that's what we did in practice this whole week. And, you know, we've really been on point and ready for this game against the Saints.
You guys have played the best of the best with quarterbacks, but Coops was saying yesterday Breeze may be the best of everyone. What makes him so special?
What makes Breeze so special is his composure in the pocket. He doesn't get rattled too much, and he's not a running quarterback, but he's one of those quarterbacks where he's a little rabbit back there. So he string plays out majority of the time if something breaks down, and sometimes, you know, when the coverage breaks down, he still hits the open guy every time. So his decision-making skills and awareness is always there.
How do you improve the run defense at this point in the season, especially with Wolf gone, who was one of the better at stopping the run? How do you get better?
Yeah, with Wolf being gone, we looked at a lot of the tape, and it's not us not being where we're supposed to be. It's us tackling better. Open field tackles, you know, yak after catches mean yards after the catch. Big plays that happen that should be a loss when you have a guy hanging on them, and then all of a sudden, you know, they break the tackle and, you know, going for 15, 20 yards. So we got to have better tackling. We did that in practice, been working on that the whole practice, and we'll see that this week.
Is that technique, effort, what? Gary says
it's both. Technique, it's effort, and the want to. And a lot of guys saying we have to just get back to the fundamentals like we talked about. Everybody talked about that, and just getting back to football.
You talked about it a little bit before the game, but how much their six offensive line and that physicality, kind of, you know, them forcing that on you affect the game?
You know, they can affect the game, but one thing you have to do when you have six offensive linemen in a game, you got to find out how to, you know, slow it down and make them one-dimensional. If you can stop the run, that offensive lineman eventually have to go out and we're able to do what we do best is get pressure on the quarterback and make them make indecisive decisions. So we got to hunker down when the time is right and stop the run, because we haven't been playing the run as well as we should in the last week. So we're right where we need to be at. And we'll be ready.
You guys went through ups and downs last year, and obviously it turned out all right. How do you kind of draw on that experience, but also not maybe become complacent that everything's going to be okay in the end?
I think you think about how you are playing this season because you are who you are. And where we need to improve on is, if I'm just saying defensively, it's stopping that run. And so we really, you know, harped on that now. But the thing is, you got to keep positive, too, and knowing what type of team that we have and keep that you know, camaraderie. And say, you know what, this right here is another game. You can't harp on the last game, because this right here is a long season, and you know, you're going to have ups and downs. So you got to say that was one of the downers, and, you know, this week we need to play like we need to play.
Stopping the runs off of the core of defenses, is that sort of a pride thing for you guys?
It's a pride thing. It's a pride thing. It's an effort thing. It's a want to. And stopping the run when teams know, or when you know, that they're going to go in 13 or 12 personnel, bring a big offensive tackle in there, and it's a grit thing. It's bringing that tenacity, you know, each and every play, and stopping them. And saying, you know what, no matter how many guys you bring in, we're still going to be able to stop the run. And I tell you what, when you take them out of there, we're going to make sure we get your quarterback and do the same thing.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.